relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Is now in session. In the court of political incorrectness, the Honorable Dr. Gorka is now presiding. Lock and load. Let's get this party started.
America first.
Thank you, Judy. I love that. We'll get back to your calls momentarily. First things first, 2000 Mules is crushing it. The most successful, influential political documentary of the decade. If you haven't seen it, why not? You can stream it today. You can order the DVD. It's from Dinesh D'Souza, produced by Salem Media Group. I've got a stake in it. It's so important. The evidence of how they stole the election, over a million downloads, over 100,000 DVDs mailed out already. You've got to see it now. 415 theaters have shown it, but just go to salemnow.com tonight and see the evidence. You knew they did it. You just want to see the evidence. That's salemnow.com, salemnow.com. Somebody who I've been told I've got to have on the show is an individual who was on, I don't know, a year ago, 2 years ago. He is continuing to fight the swamp in New Jersey. He's Phil Rizzo. Phil, welcome back to America First.
How are you, Sebastian? Good to talk with you again.
Good, good. We're good. You ran for governor. Now you're running for the 7th Congressional District. I've been told you are fighting swamp creatures. There must be quite a few of them in New Jersey.
There are, and we're certainly dealing with the kingpin here. We're dealing with the prince of the party, Tom Kaine Jr., son of former Governor Tom Kaine Sr., and GOP darling here in New Jersey.
All right, so tell us why you think you can win and what your message is as to why you're the better candidate.
Well, Tom Kaine's been in office for over 20 years, but he's never won a position. He was simply selected to the New Jersey Assembly in 2001. He was then selected to the New Jersey Senate in 2003. He never won either of those positions. He was appointed to vacancies. He's then run for federal office three times, and he's 0-3. With all of that failure, he's never had a primary. So we're giving him his first real primary in 21 years of political service, and we are exposing his voting record as you call it, a swamp creature. This is the first time he's being held accountable by a Republican, and no Democrat would ever call him out because they have the exact same voting records from CRT and transgender push to putting men into bathrooms, locker rooms, and showers of our women.
So why is the GOP so behind somebody who's never run for office but always been appointed and selected? What's the deal there, Phil?
Well, in New Jersey, it's all about contracts. It's all about everybody shaking hands. It's about backroom deals. You know, the Republican Party gets a bad name for, you know, a bunch of rich white guys smoking cigars in the back room. I think the Republican tent has gotten much bigger than that. But not in the New Jersey elites. It hasn't. It's still the same old guys making decisions, saying who's up next, and then they go all in. But the people of New Jersey have had enough of that, and it's time to go with the people's candidate, not just the party candidate.
Well, I was very impressed with the event. The Naders held the seat at the table. Is jerseyrizzo.com. That's R-I-Z-Z-O, jerseyrizzo.com. One last question. What is your message to all those listening in New Jersey? Why should they vote for you, Phil?
Well, I'm representing the people. Like I said, I'm the people's candidate, and I'm not just representing the party. Even though as a former pastor, I check every conservative box, I am representing all people because the government has really taken over our lives. And when you look at Tom Kane's voting record, realtomkane.com, you'll see that he has been out for himself for 21 years, and he has forgotten about all the little people, the moms, the dads, the teachers, the bus drivers, the plumbers, everybody. He's forgot about the people, and he's only about the party.
Well, we have to get rid of the swamp creatures. I've just retweeted a tweet from you about who the real Tom Kean is. You can follow this man at Jersey Rizzo. That's Jersey Rizzo and jerseyrizzo.com. Thank you, Phil. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Let's talk about another aspect of the swamp. It's the fake conservatives in the mainstream media. There's one of them out there who is called Sandra Smith, and she's on Fox, and she tried to lie live on air about the last election, but Congressman Mo Brooks wasn't having any of it. And I'm going to play the whole exchange because it tells you who she is and who Mo Brooks is. Cut 10.
Just to go on the record, there has been still no evidence or proof provided that there was any sort of fraud in that.
Well, no, that's wrong. I don't know why you people in the media keep saying that, but that is absolutely false. That is absolutely false. You keep saying it every time, but that's absolutely false.
What is false, sir?
You had 150 congressmen and senators who absolutely disagreed with you on what you just said. So what are you calling them? What are you calling them when you say 150 Republican senators and congressmen looked at the voter fraud issue and said there was a major problem? What are you calling the Commission on Federal Election Reform, a bipartisan committee with Jimmy Carter on the one hand and James Baker, Ronald Reagan, White House Chief of Staff on the other, back in 2005, who analyzed the systemic weaknesses, the systemic flaws in our election system and warned us that elections are going to be stolen if we don't fix these problems, and those problems were not fixed.
Okay.
So I don't know who's telling you there's no evidence, but that tells me you haven't done your homework. I'm sorry, but
judges,
that's the way it is.
The courts and the judges that have...
time out. Don't go into that. Don't go into that.
All right.
Don't
go into that. Up, though,
the courts do not
note-
have the... Wait a minute. No. I'm getting in the last word on this one because you just made a false statement, okay? The courts are not the final arbiter of who wins federal election contests. Congress is. That is required by the United States Constitution. That is required by the United States Code for congressmen and senators and the president. So don't be surprised that courts authorized the United States Congress.
Let me just quote the GOP commissioner in Wisconsin in the Wall Street Journal today, printed, and I will read it verbatim. He said, there is no evidence that election fraud is the reason Trump lost in Wisconsin, and that is not for lack of looking. His advice to your party is to pivot away from these conspiracy theories, focus on the issue that affects Wisconsin families and their pocketbooks. Sir, I want to move on to January 6th
and ask you about the committee. Look at the judge's opinion. Look at the judge's opinion in Pennsylvania that talked about over 2 million illegal ballots cast. That was their court order. Look at
the
special investigation of a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice who found significant voter fraud at nursing homes in the state of Wisconsin. Okay. Look at the 2000 Mules documentary that has come out. Look at how many mass mail-out of ballots there were across the United States for which we have no security.
Okay, and that has been looked at and fact-checked by multiple outlets, including Reuters, who have debunked that as any sort of proof that there was widespread voter fraud.
I'm sorry, but other people have fact-checked it and find you absolutely wrong, Sandra.
She's lying there on live radio, and what does she do? She says, instead of answering the questions, she says, oh, have you been subpoenaed by Nancy Starchamber? What a slime ball. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls momentarily, but don't call us on a phone connected to one of the big carriers. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. I'm proud to be a subscriber. They've got the same nationwide coverage, special deals for veterans and first responders, free activation with my name. Call 972-PATRIOT today. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Don't fund those who hate you and hate America. Join the good guys. 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA.
This This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We have a couple of brand new items releasing today for Pride Month. Yes, Pride Month, as I posted on Twitter today. I'm proud. Proud to be an American, the greatest nation on God's earth. We have a little bit of a twist on the whole Pride Month thing. You'll find out momentarily. But for now, the hottest selling item at SebGorkaStore.com is the Ultra MAGA t-shirt. I worn mine this weekend. Everything we make is made in America. Get yours. It's got President Trump looking like the superhero he is. It says Ultra MAGA USA November 2024. Get yours today. And all your Let's Go Brandon gear, SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore.com, SebGorkaStore.com. We are back with the most famous Marilyn Monroe lookalike comedian, actress, just a fun lady to know, Susie Kennedy. Follow her right now on Twitter. Susie, I like the cut of your jib, not simply because you can get into Marilyn's dresses. Oh my, he is such a sexist. Slap that man, behave. But because you're outspoken. You are, you know, you go on these interviews. You did the three speech podcast.
That
great guy, fun podcast. Then you were on James Whale. And then we were talking about abortion. We were talking about the Supreme Court ruling. And then James said to you and me, because you're an avowed Christian, he said, you religious people. No, you religion. He called you religion people. And you stood up for your rights. And also, a recent tweet of yours, you said, You stood up for, you know, being against those who would like to censor you as a performer or a comedian. So talk about what it means to actually take a stand on these issues as somebody who's so much in the public eye.
Well, the thing is, so I actually don't think I'm outspoken. What I think I am, and people do accuse me of that, I just tell what I think. And I think that's really important, that we free speech, even if I don't agree with you. So the comment I made about a comedian is that I love the fact that we have Dave Chappelle. I love the fact that we have Ricky Gervais. But I also like the fact that we have Nish Kumar, who are pitted against each other.
Right. So it does, you know, the political identity doesn't matter. The fact is that they get to say what they want to say.
Yes. And do you know what? I'll be honest with you. When people say, oh, you should say whatever you want, most people do not say things with the intention to hurt or hate. And if you're scared to say anything because straight away someone's going to be hurt or think you hate them, that's not true. Jesus loved everybody, but he told the truth.
Yes.
You know?
That's very powerful. Yeah, that's so, so powerful. Okay, let's run. Can you run Erica's B-roll, the clip of our guest, Susie, on Britain's Got Talent? I want to show everybody just how superb that performance was. How can people find out more about you? What are you doing now? Are you going to come across the pond? What are your plans, Susie?
I hope so, because I was born in the USA. And like, we've switched places, me and you. So I pray for America. I mean, America and England, we are great nations. People want to come to our nations. So let's look after each other and protect each other and don't jump down each other's throats. And also, people are scared. Like, I know being on this, people are going to go, I'm not friends with you anymore. And, you know, my friends have fallen out because I said nice things about Trump. But I've also said bad things about Trump, but I didn't agree with him. But I still think he is our best option. And you know,
tell me what it is. Let's get you in a little bit more trouble. Why do you like my old boss, the Donald, President Trump?
Because he says what he thinks. And, you know, I don't trust people that try and say things just because you think they'll like you. Whereas Trump just says what he thinks. And I feel a lot safer with somebody when I know who they are than who they're pretending to be.
Love it, love it, love it. It's what got him elected. It's the authenticity. You can't fake it. He's not a politician. I remind my fellow Americans who were born here, let's put the image up from Blade Runner 2049. I have to remind, as an immigrant, my fellow Americans, you know what you did in 2016? You did something pretty darn cool. For the first time in American history, you elected a person who wasn't a politician, wasn't a retired general, wasn't a retired governor. You elected an outsider. That's why he had had to be destroyed. But that's why he will be back. We're talking to Susie Kennedy. It's a lot of fun. Hey, Jeff, let's get her back for a whole hour. Because
you elected somebody in Trump that actually loved America.
This is it. This is the thing. When you go on your first presidential outing as Obama on an apology tour, you know something's wrong. Why would you want to be the head of state of a nation you want to apologize for? We're seeing it now with critical race theory, with everything that's going on, the open borders. President Trump loved this nation and he wanted to protect all Americans. God bless you, Susie. Jeff, let's get her back for a whole hour. Follow her, actress, comedian, the most famous Marilyn Monroe out there, at Susie Kennedy on Twitter. I'm just going to go home and watch Blade Runner 2049 again. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. Yes, I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor and 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. But it's not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Just those words, my hip pain is gone, should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. You've got nothing to lose except the pain. Call today, 800-500-8384, or just go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Do it today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We have a couple of brand new items releasing today for Pride Month. Yes, Pride Month, as I posted on Twitter today. I'm proud. Proud to be an American, the greatest nation on God's earth. We have a little bit of a twist on the whole Pride Month thing. You'll find out momentarily. But for now, the hottest selling item at SebGorkaStore.com is the Ultra MAGA T-shirt. I worn mine this weekend. Everything we make is made in America. Get yours. It's got President Trump looking like the superhero he is. It says Ultra MAGA USA November 2024. Get yours today. And all your Let's Go brand and gear, SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore.com, SebGorkaStore.com. We are back with the most famous Marilyn Monroe lookalike comedian, actress, just a fun lady to know, Susie Kennedy. Follow her right now on Twitter. Susie, I like the cut of your jib, not simply because you can get into Marilyn's dresses. Oh my, he is such a sexist. Slap that man, behave. But because you're outspoken. You are, you know, you go on these interviews. You did the three speech podcast. Great guy, fun podcast. Then you were on James Whale. And then we were talking about abortion. We were talking about the Supreme Court ruling. And then James said to you and me, because you're an avowed Christian, said, he called you religion people. And you stood up for your rights. And also, a recent tweet of yours, you said, You stood up for, you know, being against those who would like to censor you as a performer or a comedian. So talk about what it means to actually take a stand on these issues as somebody who's so much in the public eye.
Well, the thing is, I actually don't think I'm outspoken. What I think I am, and people do accuse me of that, I just tell what I think. And I think that's really important, that we free speech, even if I don't agree with you. So the comment I made about a comedian is that I love the fact that we have Dave Chappelle. I love the fact that we have Ricky Gervais. But I also like the fact that we have Nish Kumar, who are pitted against each other.
Right. So, the political identity doesn't matter. The fact is that they get to say what they want to say.
Yes. And do you know what? I'll be honest with you. When people say, oh, you should say whatever you want, most people do not say things with the intention to hurt or hate. And if you're scared to say anything because straight away someone's going to be hurt or think you hate them. That's not true. Jesus loved everybody, but he told the truth.
Yes.
You know?
That's very powerful. Yeah, that's so, so powerful. Okay, let's run. Can you run Erica's B-roll, the clip of our guest, Susie, on Britain's Got Talent? I want to show everybody just how superb that performance was. How can people find out more about you? What are you doing now? Are you going to come across the pond? What are your plans, Susie?
I hope so, because I was born in the USA. And like we've switched places, me and you. So I pray for America. I mean, America and England, we are great nations. People want to come to our nations. So let's look after each other and protect each other and don't jump down each other's throats. And also people are scared. Like I know being on this, people are going to go, I'm not friends with you anymore. And, you know, my friends have fallen out because I said nice things about Trump. But I've also said bad things about Trump, but I didn't agree with him. But I still think he is our best option. And you know,
tell me what it is. Let's get you in a little bit more trouble. Why do you like my old boss, the Donald, President Trump?
Because he says what he thinks. And, you know, I don't trust people that try and say things just because you think they'll like you. Whereas Trump just says what he thinks. And I feel a lot safer with somebody when I know who they are than who they're pretending to be.
Love it, love it, love it. It's what got him elected. It's the authenticity. You can't fake it. He's not a politician. I remind my fellow Americans who were born here, let's put the image up from Blade Runner 2049. I have to remind, as an immigrant, my fellow Americans, you know what you did in 2016? You did something pretty darn cool for the first time in American history. You elected a person who wasn't a politician, wasn't a retired general, wasn't a retired governor. You elected an outsider. That's why he had to be destroyed, but that's why he will be back. We're talking to Susie Kennedy. It's a lot of fun. Hey, Jeff, let's get her back for a whole hour. Because
you know what, though? You elected somebody in Trump that actually loved America.
This is it. This is the thing. When you go on your first presidential outing as Obama on an apology tour, you know something's wrong. Why would you want to be the head of state of a nation you want to apologize for? We're seeing it now with critical race theory, with everything that's going on, the open borders. President Trump loved this nation and he wanted to protect all Americans. God bless you, Susie. Jeff, let's get her back for a whole hour. Follow her, actress, comedian, the most famous Marilyn Monroe out there, at Susie Kennedy on Twitter. I'm just going to go home and watch Blade Runner 2049 again. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. Yes, I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor and 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. But it's not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Just those words, my hip pain is gone, should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. You've got nothing to lose except the pain. Call today, 800-500-8384, or just go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Do it today.
And conviction of fake news. America First.
Welcome back, dear friends. You're going to join us for our Stand With Israel tour. Israel has relaxed all COVID requirements. No vaccinations, no tests required. I'm not vaccinated, and I'm going along with my Salem colleague, the superb Dinesh D'Souza, the director of 2,000 Mules, and his lovely wife will be joining us in November, December for 10 days to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. If you've been to Israel before, that's okay. You haven't been with me and Dinesh. Join us for the trip of a lifetime. You'll be there with us on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, on the Temple Mount of the Garden of Gethsemane. Reserve your places today. Call 855-565-5519 or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's 855-565-5519. standwithisraeltour.com. If you want to sound off on any of the stories of the day, the number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But now I want to take you down memory lane and describe to you, well, a campaign in American politics that was rather unusual. Cut 12.
A truck driver in New Jersey is running the table. He ran against the state's powerful, longtime Senate president. Says before the election, he told his friends, "I'm going to shock the world. I'm going to beat this man." He admits now it was pretty much a joke. But the Republican newcomer, Ed Durr, knocked out the Democrat, Steve Sweeney, from his seat. Sweeney's been the state's Senate president for more than 10 years. Durr beat him with 52% of the vote.
In New Jersey, where is Shep Smith today? Why does he wear mascara? His eyelashes, that was very creepy. I was in New Jersey recently for the amazing event, George and Elizabeth Nader's Seat at the Table, and they had me there as a speaker with my wife, Katie, and I sat down for lunch before the event, and there was a guy there at the table who I thought, he looks familiar, but he can't be that Ed Durr truck driver guy because he's wearing a suit and he looks all fancy and polished. But he was, and he introduced himself to me. And finally, we've got him on the show, the man who beat King Sweeney, none other than Ed Durr, the truck driver. Welcome aboard.
How you doing there, sir?
Good. I'm glad that you finally got to join us here on the show and that I got to meet you in person. First things first, I need a fact check. Is it true you won your campaign thanks to Dunkin' Donuts? If it's true, what's your favorite flavor? What is your favorite flavor?
All right, listen. I was once told never let the truth get in the way of a good story. $153.
See, he's already a politician. He is already a slick politician. But what is your favorite flavor of donut?
I like the chocolate with the vanilla cream. It's called a Bavarian.
I usually
get it from the Amish market right up the road from me.
All right. I'm partial to the Boston cream, and I'm also partial to the maple glaze. Those are my favorites.
I do like the maple glaze.
Okay, good. All right. So tell us, I got to get to the heart of the matter. Why would a decent American, a truck driver, we love our truck drivers, why the hell would you do this?
Well, you know, one, I was asked by my county chair. And two, I just was fed up with the status quo in the state of New Jersey. You know, things just seemed not to be changing. It was always the same old same. You know, what they say, definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over.
Right.
And expecting a different result.
Right. No, exactly. That's Einstein's definition of insanity. So how did you do it? Give us the secret, because we need more real Americans in positions of political influence. So tell us a little bit about your campaign, Ed.
Well, the campaigns started out, you know, just basically to get out there and get to know the people, you know, and I had good help with people walking with me. The gentleman who won also in our county, a county commissioner seat, Nick DeSilvio, he and I walked many, many miles together. We had our other candidates who also were out there walking. We did it as a teamwork effort. You know, where I couldn't be, they were, and vice versa. And we just all knocked a lot of doors, listened to a lot of people complain. It was, you know, there, as I said, it was kind of a culmination of the perfect storm. You had a governor who was a do-nothing governor, you know, who basically ruled by mandate and executive order. And you had, Senate president who was not challenging him. And then we had a good campaign effort.
And there's Steve Sweeney, who you defeated, 12 years president of the New Jersey Senate. And how long was he in politics, Ed?
I can remember him being in it since in the mid-90s, early 90s.
Wow. All right. So I want to ask you, we have 3 million people listening across the country, a lot of them in California, in places that have kind of given up on any kind of rational political leadership. You did this in New Jersey. So what is your message to those people who say, you know, it's all a swindle, it's all a con, it's all back scratching, you can't make a difference? What do you say to them, Ed?
Well, look at me. I'm proof positive that if you work hard and people come out and vote, a difference can be made. And that's what I just try and emphasize to everybody. You can make a difference with your vote. I don't want people staying home thinking that their voice doesn't make a difference. It does. And we clearly made the difference.
And all those miles you walked and all the doors you knocked on, was there some issue that was most driving above all the others? Was it COVID restrictions?
I think the primary issue was the lockdowns and the restriction of rights, whether it be, you know, if you run into parents, it was with the children in the schools and the masking, or if you run into, you know, some of the elderly couples, you know, it could be anywhere from the nursing home issue. Governor Murphy, you know, gave an executive order and 10,000 of our nursing home elderly died and people couldn't see their loved ones. And yet we still don't have an investigation with subpoena power into that. The Senate is blocking that. But, you know, there was multiple issues that were going on. Like in the one town, I had a good volunteer helper, Maureen McKay, and her issue was this GCL line. And I'm opposed to it. In the town, it would destroy agriculture in that area. And I just didn't support it. And so this was an issue. And you could find multiple issues up and down in the district. And you just had to be able to listen to the people.
All right, guys, the glove has been thrown down, especially to all you truck drivers out there listening, especially. You've heard it. He did it against a guy who was totally in there. He was nailed to the floor. They thought they'd have to take him out in a wooden box, but he defeated him. What about you? And even if you're not a truck driver, take this example of what can be done even in states like New Jersey. The American attitude is never give up, never give in, never surrender. It is the way this nation was founded. God bless you, Ed Durr. We're not going to ruin the story about the donuts, but at least we know what your favorite flavor is.
But it wouldn't hurt if anybody wants to help me out. They can check me out on 3D4NJ.com.
Wow, listen to that. He's smooth.
It's only a two-year cycle.
Say that again. Quickly say that again. 3D.
3D4NJ.com.
3D4NJ.com. Also Twitter at Ed the Truck Driver NJ.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.